Hey, everybody.
Yes.
Hey, everybody. Yeah.
I can't. This is...
Hey, everybody. Yes, strange. Welcome back to the Paid Church Podcast. My name is Jason Rothman. Going to do a second yes in case we need to cut out the beginning. You never know. Yes. Hey, everybody. Yes, welcome back to the Paid Church Podcast. My name is Jason Rothman. If you're new to the show, it's a couple of people talking about Google Ads. And if you're back, welcome back. We always love to have you here. My name is Jason Rothman. As always, I am joined by my co-host and partner, the great Chris Schaefer. Chris, how are you doing today?
Yeah, I legally changed my name to chrisschaefer.com, so I need you to say that every time. No last name, just chrisschaefer.com. Thanks, Jason. Glad to be here. I am a businessman, and I am here to freely give away everything I've worked for 15 years to learn to the internet, and that's how businessmen do it. They give away all of their knowledge. That's what we're here for. So you guys tuned into the right station. I mean, if you're into Google Ads, I'm going to make my family poor and broke to help you. That's what I'm here for. All right.
Hey, everybody. Chris feels better. He feels better. So now we can do the sponsor reads. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Now that I got that off my chest, let me tell you about a tool that I use to make my life a little easier. Jason uses it as well, optio.com/PSP. The URL is important because you get a 6-week extended trial when you use opteo.com/PSP. Let them know you're coming from the Paid Search Podcast, and you can get this really helpful tool for Google Ads. And it also helps with other search engine marketing and other online marketing aspects. But for today, I'm going to tell you the thing that I like about this tool is it alerts you about things that changes in bidding, suggestions for improvements, recommendations, sends you right into your inbox. You don't have to go and check it every day. If there's something important happening you need to know about, they email you, which is really cool. You don't get that directly from the Google Ads interface. This is something unique to opteo.com/PSP. So check it out. Great tool. We recommend it. They've been a sponsor for a long time. And if you enjoy this show, you can do us a favor by just trying it because they know that we have great listeners and great listeners listen to what I say. And that's it.
Thanks, Chris. And I want to thank Directive Consulting for sponsoring today's episode. Directive Consulting is the go-to B2B and enterprise search engine marketing agency. They do it all SEO, organic, pay-per-click, Google Ads, Bing, conversion rate optimization, content marketing, social advertising, social media, digital PR, analytics. They specialize in B2B and enterprise campaigns. You need leads. You need quality leads. They figure out how to get those, and then they figure out how to scale the campaign with you. Check out their website, directiveconsulting.com. Look at some of the companies they've worked with. Very impressive names. Look at their case studies. Great information in there. And get yourself a free custom proposal for your enterprise or B2B campaign. Directive Consulting, directiveconsulting.com. Get your free custom proposal today. Chris, I asked you how you were. You took a fart on everybody. I hope. How does that make you feel? I hope you feel better. Great session. Okay.
I'm good.
How are you doing, Chris? Really? I take little shots. I try to talk to you during the week. I Skype you here and there. Mm-hmm. I shoot you an email. Mm-hmm. And I don't get a lot of reaction. I get more like, hey, why are you wasting my time? So this is the time when I get you all alone. So really, how's it going? You know, it's a Thursday. We're doing a lot of things at the Paid Search Podcast. And how you doing?
Thursdays are always good days for me. I'm usually in a lot better mood because I take what would be client meetings, new prospect meetings, training, things like that. And I block all of them so that I can have this time to speak to my favorite buddy who I've never met in person. So Thursdays are usually great days. That's why when you message me, as the formula goes, when Jason sends me a Skype, it usually starts with hello. Like anybody ever types the full hello with a capital H in a period. And then I immediately have the desire to say no, not interested, blocked, unsubscribe, you know, something blocked. Like that.
Unsubscribe from our friendship. Chris, that you make a great point. Like, this is a good time to bring up Patreon, $2 a month. And we talk about Google Ads stuff as well. But we also, it's like the after show for the show. We also talk about some business stuff. Just a quick business thing. You were just saying that. And it makes me think, like, as a Google Ads agency, freelancer kind of person, I really have three parts of my week. It's no longer like work week and weekend. It's like Monday, Tuesday, and then a little bit Wednesday, but Thursday, Friday, which is like different kind of work. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday, Sunday, you're off. So we can talk about more of that in Patreon. But I've noticed that about my own life as well. So usually we read a Apple podcast review of the week, but today I want to read a YouTube channel comment we got, Chris, because we put these podcasts up on YouTube as well. Jonathan wrote in on YouTube. He said, I'm an Uber driver who has been listening to your podcast all summer, and so too have all my passengers from the airport that I drive at. So you guys are known around the world. So Jonathan does us a great favor. He gets people who arrive at the airport, they get in his Uber, and then he plays the Paid Search podcast. And then, by the way, if you're in Jonathan's Uber right now, welcome to the show.
Give him a good tip.
A good tip for Google Ads. It's all about search terms. Keywords are what you target.
That's not what I meant.
if you work in finance, if you work in a hair salon, if you work in the food industry, just know that about Google Ads if you're sitting in Jonathan's Uber. So, Jonathan spreads our word at the airport. And of course, since people are at the airport, that goes back all around the world. So I love that comment. So thanks for listening.
Yeah. Jonathan.
Chris, we have some news. Go ahead. It's breaking news. Yeah, I didn't tell you about it.
No, it's not written down, so I didn't know. But I always have that on the ready.
We have started the Paid Search Podcast Forum. If you go to our website, paidsearchpodcast.com, there's a link in the menu to the forum. I think it's forum.paidsearchpodcast.com. It's free. And we're just welcoming people to sign up, share your thoughts about Google Ads, share your thoughts about the business of PPC, share your thoughts about off-topic. Chris, I named the off-topic area Louisville in your honor.
No,
I don't know if you caught that.
No, I didn't.
I did. So that's our off-topic area. It's called Louis-Dashville. And it's a place for, honestly, it's a place for people like us and all our listeners to talk about Google Ads, talk about Bing, Facebook, whatever we want to talk about. But Chris, there's a lot of questions that you and I have. There's a lot of questions our listeners have. And I thought if we could all get together, ask each other questions, it could lead to something cool. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I kind of like chatting and hearing things that people wouldn't necessarily send a comment in. You know, there's a lot of people listen on the podcast. A lot of people watch on YouTube. And YouTube, you can leave comments and say little things here and there. But for our majority of listeners on the podcast, there is no easy way to send in a little comment. You have to go to our website and fill out the form and send a comment in. And sometimes it's just not worth it. This is a great place to just kind of leave little notes, ask little questions that may not be worthy of a question and answer episode, but it's just kind of thing you'd love to drop in. Especially love, there was somebody who posted a comment just the other day on our Patreon page, which is a good example. Could have gone on the forum as well, but you know, just sharing about how our podcast, and Jason, I'm sure you read it, you know, just made such a huge difference in their lives and their professional lives. And then, and of course, their personal life as well because of that. So love to hear it.
Yeah, that comment had something. It said something like, I've had this PPC client, and then he talked about the results he's getting them. But he had a comment like, I have this client, and I'm in this industry because of your podcast.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the heck? Like, really? Like, wow, that's impressive. Like, people are changing careers and all that kind of stuff and making a lot of money because of the show. And that is a cool thing. And Chris, not only just for little questions, but big questions you want to ask us and everyone in the forum. Like, say you've got a problem on one of your campaigns, get in there, tell people what's happening, ask your question, and you'll get a lot of feedback. So we wanted to let everyone know about that. So today, Chris, we are doing a specialty episode. We do this from time to time, and we do it when we get a lot of requests for an industry over and over, a lot of requests. So we have heard from a ton of people, both from realtors and real estate agents themselves, and also from agency employees who manage campaigns for real estate agents. They want us to talk about Google Ads for real estate agents, Google Ads for realtors, Google Ads for brokers. My first beef, I have a lot of beefs, Chris. Can we decide on a name for your industry? Realtor, realty services, real estate agent, broker.
Yeah. So, you know, it's they would probably fight you because as soon as you tried to nail down a name, they would say, no, I'm not like that guy. I do something different, you know? So yeah, it's just too diverse. And that's a good, that's a straight lead in.
Good thing for keywords.
Yeah. It's a straight lead into, I'm just going to get down to why Jason bumped this by about 4 months and then another 3 months and then a few weeks and then by another week is because I've just never really been a fan of talking about this. And I'm a bit of a curmudgeon about this.
Louisville.
Because I have never had a good experience with real estate, with any real estate client that I've had
on Google Ads.
Right. No, not personally, but just professionally. And here's why. It may be part of my professional, abilities. Possibly. I'm not going to say that it can't be me. But here's usually what happens. I approach it in the same way that I approach every other business. You know, I try and decide what's low funnel look like. Is it worth investing the CPC for low funnel? If I can't, you know, maybe some high funnel stuff. I might do a blend. I might, depending on the budget, I might focus entirely on super specific terms, small geographic area. And here's what happens. The CPC is very high. And the person's conversion is a phone call or they're going to have to sign up on the website, right, to look at a home, to get to follow a home or to see more details or get a, you know, request a viewing or something like that. You know, they have to fill out an account in order to do that. Big fat zero on all of the conversion types, because I don't understand why, but I don't know if it was the sites were just not friendly enough. People didn't like them, or the conversion tracking didn't work. And I couldn't fix it, but all of that led to a bunch of traffic and me just scrambling to show that, hey, look, no, they're coming to the site. Look at these search terms. Look at the keywords. Look at the CPC. Look at the bounce rate. You know, it's good stuff. And they're like, no, Chris, you literally can't prove that a single sale has come through and you're fired. And I was like, okay. So I tried another one. Much of the same type of thing. And I've just written off realtors as clients at this point. I've had so much frustration with it. So I'll talk a bit about the issues I've had as we go through this. And I'm very interested to know, Jason, what you found to be successful in that. So as always, I'm here to learn and, share what I know from the other side of the fence.
Well, we're on the same side of the fence together, because I have had some real estate agent campaigns before, multiple, and I don't have any today. So that means at some point they stopped advertising or fired me. So again, I'm in the same boat as you. I'm open to telling people that because I'm confident in my abilities, and I'm confident if anybody looked at those campaigns that I was managing, good click-through rate, good cost per click, reasonable, you know, not wasting money, great search terms, people looking for a realtor, Oklahoma City, that kind of search. But again, like you, low conversion rates, and then even beyond that, when they convert, what does that mean? What does it mean? So I think it's a little bit of a supply and demand thing, Chris. Like I work for a lot of criminal defense attorneys, and one of the nice things about the legal business on Google Ads is people don't know lawyers in their personal life. So when they need a lawyer, they go to Google Ads, and they're very willing to convert and become a conversion and talk to the law firm or fill out a form and actually follow up with them when the law firm reaches out, because they need a lawyer. It's supply and demand in terms of like supply of lawyers that they're looking for. So you're online, you're looking for a criminal defense lawyer. You finally find a good one, good website and all that, fill out the form. When they contact you, you're picking up the phone and talking to them. But with real estate, Chris, if you go online and you look for home prices, houses, whatever, in a certain area, there's like an almost endless supply of websites, of forms you can fill out, of leads and all that. Not to mention the long-term process of becoming a client of a real estate agent, signing a document with them, and then buying a house or selling a house with them. It's not like movers fill out the form, they give you a quote, you schedule a move. It's like a long-term thing. And so I guess my first point is, this is real lead generation. This is not like run ads, get conversions, instantly conversions become actual acquired new business. This is you get leads, and then you as the realtor has to hustle and turn those leads into clients. So just like you, done a good job on Google Ads, but have not seen the kind of success I've seen in other industries for my clients because it's not easy. So that's where we're coming from, but we get a lot of questions about this topic. So we want to discuss it and give our thoughts on how we think it can go better and go right for real estate agents out there. So Chris, I want to know from you, I'm going to just first tell people why this is important, and then I want to know from you how people are going to fail. So I want to talk about why advertising on Google is important for realtors. Let me tell you the story of how I found my house. A few years ago, I was looking to buy a home in a very exclusive neighborhood, and I ended up buying a 15,000 square foot house. Mm-hmm. And through my Google searches, I did find a great realtor and worked with them, and they helped me find my house, and it was a great home. The problem is, Chris, this realtor got lucky. He got lucky. What happened was I was searching for this neighborhood, searching for homes in this neighborhood over and over and over. I was in my old house, 600 square feet. Yeah, we've had a big couple of years here. 600 square feet, stealing my neighbor's Wi-Fi, doing searches. I want to live in this neighborhood, houses in this neighborhood, houses in this town, whatever, right? Houses this price, this square footage, all that. Through my Google searches, I found his brokerage, his agency that he works for, through an organic listing. Listen how lucky this guy got, Chris. Because again, 15,000 square foot house, huge commission.
Sure.
I do a search, tons of searches. I keep seeing this brokerage. Go to the brokerage. The brokerage, Chris, lists like 50 agents.
Oh, gosh.
It lists 50 agents.
Well, who do you, yeah.
And I just saw a good looking guy standing out in his picture. And I was like, all right, that guy's got energy. That guy.
Literally like by his face. Like that's how you.
Literally by his picture, I picked him out. Yeah, that's how I picked him out. One of 50 on the website. So not only did I have to randomly, luckily, find their website. Once I was on the website, I had to pick him out of the 50. And just randomly, by the way he looked, I thought he would look like a guy who had it together. Ended up working out. He got a lot of money. I got a great home. But he got lucky. He got lucky, Chris. So my whole thing with realtors is, stop trying to get lucky. Like, yes, take the luck when it comes in, but you can use Google Ads and a bunch of different tools we'll talk about on today's episode to increase the chances that someone like me would find you.
Hmm.
And so someone else could have come in there if they were doing it right and stolen my business. So anyway, the guy got lucky. It worked out, but I don't want realtors to get lucky. I want them to use Google Ads to systematically get great clients. So Chris, that's the whole point of why we're doing this. But first, it's always good to start off where things could go wrong. So let's talk about how realtors can fail, waste their money, and give up on Google Ads. What have you seen out there in these streets?
Yeah. So, I mean, here's the sad story. And we'll keep the negative to a minimum because we want to give you guys solutions. But I think it's important to lay out where the failings come in because you need to differentiate
for real.
The border between what you think you're doing and what we're suggesting you do. So here's what most of the time it ends up being. I get my setup form filled out by a realtor, real estate agent, whatever. And it's usually going to have like six keywords in it, four keywords, something like that. And they're all going to be like realtor plus the city name, homes in city name, and new homes, something like that. Super bland, vanilla, common stuff. And the fact is, if I ask them the question, what's really valuable to you? They will usually say, well, This area I live in and I know a lot about, I tend to sell a little bit more, you know, here, or I really would prefer homes that are above 300 grand, you know, because when 200, I don't usually like to work with that. You know, I prefer to get higher commissions with higher sales. So the fact is they're not necessarily interested in every search, but that's the keywords they choose. They choose things like just new homes, exact match. I mean, that's like choosing plumber near me and saying that's your number one keyword. And just to be clear, there's more for me to talk about, but I'm going to go into some of this because this is a point I'm going to talk about quality of lead. And I'm going to talk about this in the Patreon today. So be sure and join that if you're not in there, because I'm going to go a little more in depth about that, something I wanted to discuss. But that's usually what happens. You get this plain vanilla type of stuff, and there are millions of searches like this. And you will be swamped because every other realtor is going to be on there for new homes, realtor near me, realtor plus city name, stuff like that. It's just not creative. So you don't have focus, and you don't really know what to do when that doesn't work. So you don't have planning. You don't necessarily plan.
You give up.
Yeah. You know, what happens if you don't get any conversions? You don't get any phone calls, you know, and where do you go from here? Well, that's, you've reached the end of the bucket. That's basically the end of your creativity. And I know, Jason, I mean, we've already discussed this, but let's say you didn't even, you don't even have tracking and things like that. But, you know, we've already mentioned the fact that conversions can be very difficult. And if you don't have a website that has conversion tracking, has phone call tracking, that you can attribute that phone call to a specific device, time of day, location, keyword, ad copy, things like that. If you can't trace that phone call that led to a purchase of a $700,000 home for you, you've lost a ton of value because you don't know what made them sign up. And this is what we'll talk about more is the advanced tips that we'll give is these gold nuggets, you know, of keyword searches that are like really good because there's breadcrumbs that you can follow to say it wasn't just new homes. It was new homes plus a zip plus a, you know, around 500 or around 700, you know, stuff like that. That's the kind of stuff that we want to get you to. But that's the plain details of the, you know, the fence, you know, as we say about failure and success.
Yeah, it's overall for realtors, I've seen, Chris, just like you said, lack of focus, lack of planning, both with the keywords you're targeting, but also with the tracking. So most of the time, what I've seen is realtors spend anywhere from $500 a month, and nothing wrong with that. You can get some good leads for that, up to maybe like $3,000 a month. That's where most of them at least start. And there's nothing wrong with running budgets that sizes forever, but it's a lack of focus. So You run on keywords like realtors, you run on keywords like homes for sale. It gobbles up your budget. We talked about this last week. You need to listen to that episode, the funnels episode.
Right.
This is like a classic industry. It's one of the best examples because the funnel, high in the funnel, realtors, homes for sale, Dallas, realtors, all that kind of stuff. The funnel at the top end is huge. This might be one of the most wide to skinny funnels in all industries.
Yeah.
And so where we would want to go with a smaller budget in terms of keywords is deep in the funnel. So, Chris, criminal defense lawyers near me, movers near me, plumbers near me. We like all that stuff, maybe even criminal defense lawyers phrase match on its own. But talking about it for real estate agents, realtors, real estate brokers, how do you feel about – so I guess you and I are just pretty much ruling out the word realtor exact match match.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so we're ruling it out. So then the question becomes middle funnel, I guess a throwback to Katie last episode. This actually probably would be an example of middle funnel.
Mm-hmm.
Realtors near me, and then realtors a big metro area like Dallas, realtors Houston, realtors New Orleans. How do you feel about that middle of the funnel? Realtors near me, realtors Dallas, realtors New Orleans, what we would commonly refer to as geo keywords, which we commonly like. How would you feel about it for realtors?
I guess for me, I'm perfectly fine with it, but I feel like I think you said it very, very well. The top of funnel is so wide. Middle of funnel is now what, you know, the size of the middle funnel for something like this is so big that it would be considered high funnel for many other industries like defense lawyer. You know, I mean, it's so, so big. So when it comes to middle funnel for a budget, like you said, of 500, which I totally agree. It seems like a lot of people are comfortable with 500, 300, 700 a month, something like that. If I have a budget like that, I think I'm going to completely just ditch middle funnel and go even lower because I'm going to end up stepping on what I want to talk about on Patreon, but it's just quality of leads. You know, the inability to control how much traffic I'm getting just from real. If I had realtors near me and I looked at all my search terms, realtors near me are going to be my number one search versus all the other longer tail stuff that I have. It's just going to have so much volume.
Yep. Realtors near me, if we're talking about like Los Angeles, such a big metro. God. Realtors Los Angeles.
Oh gosh.
The I'm already getting just an emotional reaction because the problem is going to be I'm going to look at that search terms report and say, and by the way, we're going to hit basic advice here and then we're going to get into some advanced ideas. So if there's realtors listening who are new to AdWords, search terms are what people actually type in Google. based on the keywords you select. It's what people actually type in Google when they see and click on your ad. So we focus on search terms a lot. So if I'm looking at those search terms and I see realtors near me, I see realtors in Los Angeles, real estate agents in Los Angeles, I'm going to love it. But the problem is someone searching realtors near me in a market like Los Angeles, they could be wanting to buy a house for $300,000. And in Los Angeles, that doesn't go very far at all. And a realtor wouldn't want that lead. So I'll put it this way, Chris. I'm open to what we traditionally call geo keywords, realtors near me, realtors Los Angeles with big metro words or big metro geo parts of this search term. I'm open to it, but number one, I would limit the budget that gets allocated to it control it. And number two, I would be very extremely inclined to put on demographic targeting on top of it, layer on top of it, like only target people in the top 20% of income, only target people above age 35, totally remove unknown, maybe even just target people with children. If you're looking, okay, they have kids, that means they may want a bigger house, more bedrooms and all that. I would definitely be inclined to layer on those kind of things. So that's how we would approach what it would be middle of funnel for realtor, real estate agent keywords. My one caveat there, Chris, real estate broker, that sounds so high end that I would probably be inclined to allow that one to be targeted or allow myself to target that one, thinking real estate brokers near me, that's someone who's goes to the country club looking for a 5,000 square foot house.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think that when we get down to it, anything beyond the normal realtor, real estate, you know, Dallas realtor, realtors in Dallas, stuff like that, we need additional modifiers. A lot of time when you listen to our show and we do specialty stuff, we talk about how you have the core word plus a modifier. You know, you have plumber plus a local geographic term, and that's usually fine. You know, I mean, that's, you know, it's going to work. But if you do that with this system, because there's so much volume, it just won't work. So it's almost as if you should have a core word, a modifier, and a secondary modifier. I think that's going to be, you know, essentially what I'm going to be looking for in my best search terms. You know, I'm going to be looking for things that are going to be more specific. And Jason, I know you have lots of ideas in the advanced section we'll get into about what, you know, those secondary modifiers look like. So let me lay it out. The core word might be realtor. The modifier might be something like Dallas. And then the secondary modifier might be 700K, you know, or, you know, 700s, something like that. You have all three of those in modified
5K product. Square feet.
Yeah.
5,000 square feet.
That's where it gets really advanced and you're going to spend a ton of time because
four bedroom.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many ways you can break out the way that people are searching. And it feels like a whole nother discussion. You know, is it worth the effort to go after all the ways that people do home searches? Price, square footage, bedrooms, you know, amenities, things like that. Most of the time, it's probably not going to be if you're $500 a month in budget.
I would say, so we're not active right now for realtors. We don't have any realtor campaigns we're managing. So if we did, I would dive into it more. But just kind of putting a little bit of time into it last night when I prepared for the show, Chris, my inclination in terms of, okay, if it's not realtor near me, if it's not realtor big metro area, Dallas, Los Angeles, then what are these deep funnel keywords? My inclination would be, like you said, we can do amenities, but that would be very difficult, at least up front, to find those keywords and what actually gets volume and then putting it into the account in a way that would not get marked low search volume.
Right.
Have to figure that out. So my inclination to just get started would be to do geo keywords. But the geo would be, instead of a big metro, it would be a very tiny town or a very whatever neighborhood you wanted to target or zip code. So I Googled last night my name and looked at about stuff about me, and I'm a narcissist and all that. But after I was done with that, Chris, I Googled rich neighborhoods in Houston. And apparently there's a town slash neighborhood called Piney Point Village. Are you familiar?
Yes. I wouldn't expect you to be.
So that validates that this is an exclusive neighborhood. Piney Point Village. And so one thing I would do is homes for sale, Piney Point Village. Real estate agents, Piney Point Village. Realtors, Piney Point Village. I would try to target those kind of very deep funnel geo keywords. And I'm totally validated right now, Chris. I'm sitting in Oklahoma City and I did Realtors Piney Point Village. Mm-hmm. And yes, there are ads that show up that say Piney Point Village Realtors. So someone is onto this. And then of course their ad talks about how they're an expert in that neighborhood. So yep. Someone's doing this. And I think my inclination is correct. So if I'm working for a realtor in Houston and they want to work with large value transactions and they want to spend their small Google Ads budget as much in the deep funnel, highest value keywords as possible, I would want to spend all my budget on homes for sale, realtors, real estate agents, plus the word Piney Point Village, as opposed to spending any of it on real estate agents on its own or real estate agents Houston overall. So I think just the easiest thing to protect yourself to get the highest quality with your keywords, realtor, real estate agent, real estate brokers, homes for sale, along with whatever town or neighborhood you want to specialize in and target. That's probably my best keyword advice, at least before jumping into a campaign for months and months trying to crack the code.
Yeah. So let's burn through these couple of basic advice because I think everybody's chomping to get at the advanced stuff. So a couple things on the basic tracking. Okay. We're not going to go into huge detail on tracking because we've talked about it extensively on old shows. Go back either buy our pack of old episodes and listen to it or go on YouTube and listen to it for free. But search for stuff about conversion tracking, lead tracking, things like that. You're going to find that we've talked about it several times in several different ways. Let me explain why it's important. I'm not going to explain how to do it, but I'm going to explain why you should do it.
And tell people what's possible, by the way. Tell them what's possible.
So basically, what's possible is that you can know when your phone rang at 4 p.m. and it was an amazing lead, you'll know exactly what keyword that person searched, what they actually typed into Google, what device, what location, what time of day, all that kind of stuff. You'll be able to track that back into your campaign and know what caused your phone to ring, what caused that person to sign up for an account, what caused that person to fill out your contact form. That's the value, okay? And I'm not telling you to do it because you'll need that tomorrow for that one phone call. You will need it 6 months from now when things are slow and it's the middle of winter and you're wondering, why isn't my phone, what was working so well? You'll wonder why things were working so well last spring. You want to prepare for this coming spring and you don't know what led to phone calls. You're looking at 600 keywords and you don't know why $6,000 of spend led to phone calls last year and how you can prepare to, you know, boost your campaign for the upcoming season. That's why it's for your future self and it's investment into optimization as you start growing your campaigning and investing more money because you will always come to a dry time in your Google Ads campaign. There's always an ebb and flow and you may come out of it, but conversion tracking is there so that you can be sure and come out of it with data that's proven itself. So last thing is control over bids. I'm gonna say if you're even considering Realtor near me, Realtor Dallas, Realtor plus geo, you know, new homes near me, stuff like that, absolutely go with manual bids. I'm going to highly suggest you avoid any automated maximize clicks, maximize conversions, because if you put new homes, exact match, Realtor, exact match, next to something else that said Piney Point Village Realtor, you will barely get traffic for Piney Point Village, even though the value of that click is way more, you'll just get tons more on the word realtor because there's the fact is there's just more out there. You need to control the value of that click by controlling the bids. So short answer, that's very basic stuff. Again, we talk about it plenty, but if you're a new guy out there trying to start a PPC for realtor, that's the truth. That's how you get it.
Yeah. Okay, Chris. So let's get into some advanced kind of idea. I wouldn't so much call them advice or tips because we haven't really tried them. It's more of like, hey, if we got a realtor today, this is kind of the advanced stuff we'd be thinking about. So it's kind of ideas. So neighborhood keywords, we talked about that. YouTube. So the thing with YouTube is, Chris, I went to middle school with a girl.
Congrats.
Does Cynthia listen?
No, she never listens.
I think she just... Okay, this girl is beautiful.
Oh, boy.
She's just... I don't know. Julia Roberts.
Wow.
What's that movie with Richard Gere? Wedding on the Run or whatever it is. Bride on the Run. With the Dixie Chicks soundtrack. Man, I miss my childhood. I miss the 90s. I want a time machine. All I want to do is go back to the 90s. Does anybody know how to do that? Runaway Bride.
Okay. That's a good...
Dixie Chicks on the soundtrack. All right. So this girl's beautiful. And she is a very successful real estate agent. Mm-hmm. And I'm friends with her on Facebook. Oh. And dude, she hammers it with just content, advice videos, all that kind of stuff. She built up a following. And now there's people out there like me who don't live in her city, hardly know anyone in her city. But if anybody ever came to me and said, hey, I'm moving to this city... Boom. I need a realtor. Like 100% I would recommend her because she shared her knowledge. So I've seen realtors that are hustling, that do videos and all that kind of stuff. YouTube would be great because you can get a ton of views for a very small amount of money and control it with low bids. But you can target anything you want. Age range, demographics with income, genders, locations you want, types of videos to show up on. I just kind of like the idea, $100 a month forever, and you can kind of continue to grow your following. So that's YouTube. Segmented remarketing list, Chris. This gets back to the neighborhood. So if you're a realtor, do you want to run a remarketing campaign that remarkets to anybody who's been on your website? You could. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But if someone's been to the page on your website about Piney Point Village, that town, or any URL that includes a house in Piney Point Village, if they viewed a home in Piney Point Village, you can hit them with display ads on remarketing, just that audience that says you're the Piney Point Village neighborhood expert. And so I thought that would be a cool thing to do. Chris, let's get into it with landing pages.
Oh boy.
I've come up with a landing page idea and I want to know what you think.
Okay.
This is advanced. The whole thing with realtors and getting leads is that you can't just go, oh, thanks for calling. You're a conversion. Now you're going to give me money. Thanks for filling out the form. You're a conversion. My AdWords person is happy. You're going to give me money now. No. Mm-mm. A lot goes into turning that lead, that conversion, into an actual customer that signs a contract to buy or sell a home through you. So what I think you need to do is people filling out that landing page lead form. That's just the first step. That's just the first step. So you got to get them in your ecosystem. So I thought what would be great, offer them a neighborhood guide or a town guide, history of home values in that neighborhood, data about that neighborhood, just a very short PDF you can generate and make. Promise them that if they just fill out the lead form, send it to them through some kind of email software. And now you have someone in your email list and you can email market to them, follow up with them throughout like the months that go on, calling them, hey, just checking in. I think that's how I would be thinking about landing pages and getting someone on my email list as opposed to just getting a lead form submission. How do you feel about that?
I like it for a very specific
reason. It ain't easy.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm not going to comment about whether it's good for a lead funnel for a realtor because that's not what I'm an expert in. I don't know about lead funnels and how to, you know, get someone to fill out a form and then eventually convert them through some, you know, multiple step marketing. That's not what I'm here to talk about. But what I do like as far as Google Ad goes is I like the low hanging fruit for conversions. So the ability to be able to get conversions more often is very nice for a real estate campaign. Because having the only conversion is a phone call or creating an account on a website, if that's your only two conversions or a contact form, you always get onto me for quoting low conversion rates. Jason, even you, king of the I generate crazy high conversion rates, you got to say the conversion rate for something like that has got to be low. I mean, it's got to be crap.
Right. Oh, I've had realtors that go, I set up this great website. You can search any home in this metro MLS. MLS. Yeah, wow, yeah. You're so cool because you guys have a term that is some secretive thing. Well, we got the paid search podcast. Okay. Anyway, MLS. And they were like, yeah, you can get all the data in here. We just need people to fill out the account, create an account.
No.
I was going to.
You're going to do it again, weren't you?
We don't need to do that today. We don't need to do that today. I was ready, but we don't need to go there. But no, Chris, no one created an account.
Yeah, no one created an account. No, because if you've, I mean, maybe first home buyers, maybe it's their first time to consider buying a home, and this is their first time to contact a realtor, and they have no idea what they're in store for. But anyone who's ever bought a home, you put your email in there, you put your phone number, bing, bing, bing. You're going to start getting phone calls, you start getting texts, you start getting emails, you're going to start getting automatically signed up to stuff, because that's the way realtors work. They got to be on the ball. They're fast moving people. They're coffee drinkers. They got a lot of energy. That's just the way it goes. And
yeah,
personally, the last time I signed up for one of those, I put all fake information in. Fake email, fake everything. And once I was ready to contact the company, then I just gave them a call because I was like, you are not getting any information. I have this like junk email that I use just for spam stuff to sign up. And I was like, I'm never going to contact you until I'm ready. So the conversion rate on that. So that's what I love about email signups, low hanging type of stuff. Now, I want to draw the line and say I'm not going to go so far as to say time on site conversion rates. Or page view conversion rates, right?
No, this is about leads. We got to get leads.
Yeah.
So because it's just the first step.
I'm just drawing a line in the sand.
So they
got to
get leads.
There's going to be that hot, you know, brand new, you know, out of college marketing guy who's like, oh, I got a great idea for this realtor. I'm going to put, you know, bounce rate conversion rates for their PPC. No, I'm drawing a line there. But I do love that. That landing page idea you had.
Yeah. So I get my main point with the landing pages is and the forms and all that. Make it easy for people to give you their information. Make it enticing for people, you know, give them a report on the neighborhood, whatever. Make it enticing, but don't expect that that's the end of the game. Now you have an email. Now you have a phone number. And of course, if you're a talented realtor, you know what to do with it. You know how to get those leads. Okay. So just finishing up here, Chris, placements could be huge. If you need a placements expert, just let us know because we got some audience members who are placement experts. They will go deep, but there's tons of sites. I don't know if Zillow runs AdSense or Google Ads or whatever. It probably does. There's tons of sites like Zillow. You can target placements with your display ads, exact websites, exact website addresses, individual pages. So people that are viewing houses in Piney Point Village on real estate websites like Zillow. So there's stuff like that you can do because if they're viewing those pages, you know they might be in the market for one of those houses and you can get in front of them. And then my final kind of advanced idea here, Chris, it doesn't have to be destination cities, but what comes to mind because corporations move people across the country to regular cities, but you could target all of the United States or other parts of the world even, and you could target words like Hilton Head, South Carolina, real estate agents, Hilton Head, South Carolina, real estate brokers, West Palm Beach, realtors. So you've got people all over the country or different parts of the world searching for realtors in specific cities that have some kind of like travel destination, second home destination. Sometimes it's corporate relocation. There's some car companies in the South, Chris. Who are based in Europe and they relocate executives over from Germany to the South in America or from Asia over to the South in America. And they might be doing searches in their home country, real estate brokers, Nashville, Tennessee, real estate brokers, Charlotte, North Carolina, whatever. And then you can be there. And guess who else is not going to be advertising in Japan on real estate searches for South Carolina? Everybody.
Yeah.
So you're going to get there and you're going to get a low cost per click and super laser focused traffic that would be impressed that you're running that ad, that you're set up for that. So, Chris, those are our advanced ideas. You know, you're the guy that likes to just beat me up on here, shoot me down.
No.
But those are pretty solid ideas.
Oh, man.
Do you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, because I could see. If someone took all this advice, here's the final picture. Here's the big picture. You have a campaign that's focused on, well, let me say, it's not focused on new home and realtors. You're getting long-tailed stuff. You're getting specific things. And you're getting data on a decent low conversion rate threshold. You know, you're getting something that maybe you're getting 5%, 10% conversion rates rather than 0.1% of people that signed up for your stupid site and it never happens or called the phone number, right? So that's what I like. I like this very specific, and you're still getting high conversion rates for people that are, you know, downloading something or putting their email in, or, you know, just some kind of conversion. So yeah, I like it. I like it. Well, as I said, I'm, you know, I got some other stuff to share that goes in the same vein about quality of leads, and we're going to do that in the Patreon show. But before we let you guys go, I want to tell you again about a great tool, OPTEO.com/PSP, 6-week trial, get tips, great suggestions about your Google ads, about other marketing avenues as well, directly in your inbox. See great suggestions on how to improve your campaign, your bids, your keywords, negative keywords, budgets, all that kind of stuff. And Jason?
Thank you, Chris. And I want to thank Directive Consulting for sponsoring today's episode. Directive Consulting is the go-to B2B and enterprise search engine marketing agency. Check out their case studies on their website. Check out the clients they've worked with on their website. Check out their services, directiveconsulting.com, and get yourself a free custom proposal. So, Chris, I guess just to wrap it up before we go into Patreon, these are ideas. My main piece of advice for real estate agents out there is control your budget, plan for the long term. Mm. If a $4,000 a month budget for 6 months in a row would scare you,
there's
no need to do that.
No.
Dip your toe in the water, try things out, work with a great partner, plan for the long term, track everything, and experiment with some of the ideas we had here and experiment with your own ideas. And one final piece of advice, realtors are, some of them are great marketers, and you guys are doing a lot with Facebook. You're doing a lot with email marketing, following up on leads, all that kind of stuff, YouTube channels. I would say look at Google Ads as one piece of the puzzle and try to figure out a way to tie in the traffic you get from Google Ads into the other platforms and the other ways you're marketing to people, and it can help you just grow overall. And really, you don't need a ton of budget to do it. But then if you want to scale, if you're running for a brokerage and you got multiple realtors, trust me, trust Chris, there's ways to scale. There's plenty of volume out there for realtor keywords. So thanks for listening to the show. We will see you guys on the next episode of the Paid Search Podcast, and we will see the Patreon members on Patreon right now.